It's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. I'm happy to be back with you today. Between flu season and my computer's crashing several times in the past 2 weeks, I'm really happy to get back into the groove. The subject matter for today is something that's really important to me, and that's the subject of postpartum depression. Every year, more than 400,000 infants are born to moms who are depressed, and this makes perinatal depression the most underdiagnosed obstetric complication in the United States. Postpartum depression leads to increased costs of medical care, inappropriate medical care, child abuse and neglect, discontinuing breastfeeding, and family dysfunction, which can adversely affect brain development in the baby. When I was a pediatric resident, there was a really sad case of postpartum depression, which led to neglect of the baby, and the baby ended up in the intensive care unit, and the five-year-old little brother would come home from school and try to feed the baby smushed-up peas, and that was just the saddest case, and it's always stayed with me. So I'm glad to see that the American Academy of Pediatrics and the obstetricians are trying to develop a systematic way to stay on top of and diagnose postpartum depression. One of the ways that we try to diagnose this is with a simple survey at the first visit of the baby. And one of the questions is, have you ever felt down, depressed, or hopeless? And the second question is, have you ever felt little interest or pleasure in doing the things that you usually do? If the answer is yes to either one of those, then that indicates that the mom is at risk, and that leads to further questioning and dialogue between the healthcare provider and the mother. One of the resources I wanted to share with you today is a website that has information for the mom or her family about the definition and the symptoms of postpartum depression and when to seek treatment. It's called Depression During and After Pregnancy, a resource for women, their families, and friends. And that website is www.mchb.hrsa.gov/pregnancyandbeyond/depression. So I hope you check that out. Talk to your pediatrician at the well child visit if you're feeling down. You know, it's one of those things. 400,000 women a year. So you're not alone. Don't feel alone. Everybody's been through it. Just talk. That's the first step to getting help. So I hope this is helpful, and pass this information along if you have any concerns about any of your friends. This is Dr. Jill Robertson at NoCryingBabies.com. We'll talk to you soon.